KJAN Sports.
Time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, a crumbling college football season took a massive hit Tuesday when the Big Ten and the Pac-12, two historic and powerful conferences, succumbed to the pandemic and decided to cancel their fall football seasons. 5 months almost to the day after the first spikes in coronavirus cases in the U.S. led to the cancellation of the NCAA basketball tournaments. The still raging pandemic is tearing down another American sports institution. Fall Saturdays filled with college football. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott called the decision extremely difficult and painful. Despite pleas from players, coaches, and President Donald Trump in recent days to play on, 40% of major college football teams have now decided to punt on the fall season, a decision that will cost the schools tens of millions of dollars and upends traditions that date back a century. Both conferences cited the risk of trying to keep players from contracting and spreading the coronavirus when the programs are not operating in a bubble like the NBA and the NHL are doing. They also cited the broader state of the pandemic in the United States, which had more than 5 million cases of COVID-19. All fall sports in the Big Ten have been called off, and a spring season will be explored. Two smaller conferences, the Mid-American and Mountain West, had already announced the uncertain move to spring football. The decision by the deep-pocketed Big Ten and Pac-12 with $100 million television contracts and historic programs shook the foundation of college sports. Well, Kinnick Stadium will be silent in September as the Big Ten Conference has canceled the fall sports season, including Iowa Hawkeye football games. Head coach Kirk Ferentz spoke with reporters after the announcement and said the release of the schedule last week had given the players hope that they would see the field this fall.
Today was a tough day for them, and it's been tough for all of us. But we'll all get through this, and they'll get through this. I'm confident of that. And, we'll just figure out a way to deal with it.
Nebraska's coach has indicated the school might play anyway if the Big Ten canceled the fall season. Ferentz said he has great respect for the conference and believes they should stick together.
I think it goes without saying every coach wanted to play this fall. I can tell you, again, based on personal experience, each and every one of our players, with the exception of maybe a two or three, were committed through demonstrated action that they wanted to play this fall.
The conference is looking at the possibility of having a spring season.
We're refocusing on what the next step can be. And, we, to my knowledge, have had no discussion about doing anything against what the conference decides. And as much as we may want to, the conference has made a decision. We're going to abide by that unless they reconsider.
The statement from the Big Ten Conference says the decision was made due to ongoing health and safety concerns related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The conference statement says it relied on the medical advice and counsel of the Big Ten Task Force for Emerging Infectious Diseases and the Big Ten Sports Medicine Committee. Ferentz says he's no doctor and he understands there was a tough decision to be made.
You know, there are certain things that right now I think the presidents and the medical experts have responsibility for. And ultimately, I think, they really are the ones who have the best vantage point about what does make sense for our campus and what makes sense for our conference.
Ferentz believes that a spring season would work.
I think so. Yeah, I think we can do anything we want if we do it intelligently. And, we got to be first and foremost, like everything else, got to think about our players, what's best for them.
Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta released a statement following the announcement that said, with the announcement today from the Big Ten Conference, our immediate focus is on our student athletes and continuing to provide care and support. They've overcome a number of obstacles associated with the virus and handled the uncertainties with undeniable resolve. He said, we'll continue to work together and move forward. We've said from the very beginning, the health and safety of our student athletes, coaches, and staff is our first priority. Our athletics department is incredibly fortunate to have the expertise and guidance of our medical team and the UI hospital and clinics. Unfortunately, there were still too many uncertainties to move forward with our fall sports. The University of Iowa supports the extremely difficult decision made by the Big Ten Conference. A court decision that the NCAA says will hurt college sports by allowing certain student-athletes to be paid vast sums of money as educational expenses will go into effect after the Supreme Court declined Tuesday to intervene at this point. Justice Elena Kagan denied the NCAA's request to put a lower court ruling on hold, at least temporarily, while the NCAA asked the Supreme Court to take up the case. It plans to do so by mid-October. Kagan declined to put a hold on a ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. In May, it upheld a lower court ruling prohibiting the NCAA from limiting compensation for education-related expenses for student-athletes. The ruling applies to athletes in Division I football and basketball programs. The NCAA said the ruling effectively created a pay-for-play system for all student-athletes, allowing them to be paid both unlimited amounts for participating in internships and an additional $5,600 or more each year that they remain eligible to play their sport. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Eloy Jimenez hit a three-run homer in the first inning, and the Chicago White Sox snapped Detroit's four-game winning streak with an 8-4 victory over the Tigers. Manny Machado slugged a grand slam after two consecutive errors by the Dodgers in the third inning, as the Padres beat the Dodgers 6-2. Nick Solak singled three times and drove in three runs, leading the Texas Rangers to a 4-2 win over the Seattle Mariners. In the first Major League game in Buffalo since 1915, Travis Shaw hit an RBI single in the 10th inning, and the Toronto Blue Jays settled into their new nest with a 5-4 win over the Miami Marlins. The Tampa Bay Rays continued their offensive onslaught against the Boston Red Sox in an 8-2 win. Joey Votto doubled home the winning run in the 10th inning, and Cincinnati blew another late lead before the Reds rallied for a 6-5 win over the Kansas City Royals. John Lester pitched six strong innings, and Jason Hayward hit a three-run homer to lead the Chicago Cubs to a 7-1 win over Cleveland. Austin Hayes hit a two-run inside-the-park homer in the 10th inning to lift the Baltimore Orioles to a 10-9 win over the Philadelphia Phillies. The New York Yankees beat the Atlanta Braves 9-6, the Washington Nationals over the New York Mets 2-1, and the Milwaukee Brewers came from behind to beat the Minnesota Twins 6-4. Houston Astros hitting coach Alex Cintron faces a 20-game suspension and a fine for his role in a benches-clearing brawl at Oakland. That word comes from a person with direct knowledge of the punishment. In addition, the person said Athletics outfielder Ramon Laureano will receive a 6-game suspension and a fine. Laureano was hit by a pitch from Humberto Castellanos with one out in the 7th inning in Oakland's 7-2 win Sunday. He began exchanging words with a gesturing Cintron and then left first base, threw down his batting helmet, and began sprinting towards Cintron. The Cleveland Indians play starters Mike Clevinger and Zach Plesac on the restricted list after the pitchers broke team rules by leaving their hotel in Chicago and risking exposure to the coronavirus. Clevinger and Plesac went out Saturday night with a group of people following the Indians' win over the White Sox. The team immediately sent Plesac home in a car service after learning he had violated the team's code of conduct. The Indians were not aware that Clevinger had been with him until after he flew back to Cleveland with the team and the staff. Well, the Braden Point scored 10-27 into the fifth overtime period, and the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 3-2 last night in the fourth longest game in Stanley Cup playoff history. Also, Rasmus Anderson scored the tie-breaking goal late in the second period, and the Calgary Flames beat the Dallas Stars 3-2 in the opener of their best-of-seven Western Conference playoff series. The top-seeded Vegas Golden Knights grabbed a 1-0 lead in the best-of-seven first-round Western Conference series with a 4-1 win over the Chicago Blackhawks. The playoff opener between the Boston Bruins and the Carolina Hurricanes was postponed on Tuesday night after the previous game in the same building went into a fifth overtime. Game one of that series will be this morning instead. The Seattle Kraken will allow fans who put down deposits on season tickets to begin selecting their seats later this month. The Kraken said Tuesday they'll begin reaching out to fans beginning August 24th so they can select seats and plans for when the team begins play for the 2021-22 season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.